Right, Stuart, first of all, looking back to the midweek game against Oxford, pleased to take a point from there?
Yeah, just watched the game back actually this morning. Could get a bit greedy and think, you know, if we control the game in large periods. But they're a good side, and it was a good game, entertaining game. I think their initial couple of opportunities, their first half, come from our mistakes. But the effort from the players and the good quality was terrific, and you know, totally deserved to score later on. And it's sweet because last year we were down there and we lost the goal at 92nd minute, to have a long journey back losing 1-0, and it looked like that was on the script again. But great character from the players and a good all-round performance again to back up the previous two.
I was going to say that it does show great character, and it must be good, pleasing from a coaching point of view, that players will go and fight till the end.
Yeah, that's what you want, that's what it's all about. I've got to say, obviously it makes it a lot easier when we score, but even if we'd come off at 2-1, I would have said the actual performance and the level, you know, merited more than it would have been if it had been a defeat, that's for sure. So yeah, it's all well, as I said before, in the past, getting results, but that can only go so long. But you need the performances to turn, you know, the results into positive ones, and we're getting the performances as well now, which is pleasing, and we've got to continue that.
Yeah, continue to obviously get Rotherham this weekend. What have you made of them this season?
Yeah, listen, a good big side coming down, got a good squad of players. They brought the hoodoo, thankfully, in the last away game. I think they've gone 20-odd, nearly 30 games away from home without winning. But they brought that Portsmouth, and deservedly so. They've scored lots of goals, I think a goal more than us. So it's going to be, like the last home game against Bristol Rovers, I think an open, entertaining game. I think they'll come to win, backed by a good, healthy following from South Yorkshire, which makes the atmosphere better. It's a game. We're in good form, they're in good form. I think they've won the last three on the bounce in the league. So it should be two good teams going at it.
I was going to say, that's extra spice, knowing it as a Yorkshire derby.
Yeah, it does. It did for me when I was a player. I've got to say, you know, more derbies I could play in, the better. And it does help the atmosphere, although atmosphere is always good at our place. But I think, you know, the home fans tend to sing even more and louder when they've got opposition from the other fans. And, you know, we had some great games last season. You know, think back again to the Sheffield United, Bolton, Scunthorpe, you know, and what a coincidence, it was because they had a lot of fans and, you know, the atmosphere was just crackling, and, you know, hopefully Saturday will be the same.
I was going to say, as a player and as a manager, Stuart, have you came up with any memories of playing at Rotherham and back in the day or managing against them?
Yeah, no, lots of good memories. Quite a decent team for me, really. Remember New Year's Day at Millmore winning 3-2. Or 2-1 it might have been. My old pal Mark Ellis scored. Going down there to the old stadium they had at Don Valley, getting good results. And I think one of my last games at home to him, when I was manager here, Mark Robbins was manager, were 2-0 down and come back 1-3-2. So yeah, Rotherham, some decent memories against them, and hopefully add it to it on Saturday.
Finally, how's your squad shaping up for the weekend?
Yeah, good. Obviously Adam Chickson's a bit back available. A couple of knocks we picked up the other night, which we think will, you know, the players will be okay, but we'll leave them up till Friday and then decide then.